So I was in conversation with a friend of mine, and he told me that he wasn't attending a parish or a church for over the last 20 years. And he had been a churchgoer for over 40 years. So I wondered why'd he stop going? And I asked him, so what made you stop going to church? And he said that the reason why he stopped going to church was because of preachers. And I thought in my mind, good thing I'm not a preacher. But then I asked him, I said, okay, so be more specific. What happened? What about preachers? And he said that for 40 years he had been going to church and he always heard the same message. For 40 years he heard what he calls the two R's, repentance and redemption. Repentance and redemption. So for 40 years, repentance and redemption. In different variations, but always repentance and redemption. And he said that at a certain point when you start in your faith, repentance and redemption make sense. But after you have been in your faith for a while, you need more. He said you need to know how an event that happened over 2,000 years ago applies to your life today. So guess what I'm going to talk about today? Repentance and redemption. Not really, but not because repentance and redemption are not important, because our Lord tells us to repent and accept the gospel. And redemption, because of it, is that we get eternal life. But I wanted to look at what my friend was thinking or what he was concerned about. How could an event from over 2,000 years ago be relevant to my life today? And as I was thinking about that, I thought about a question that we ask, or that we heard, or that we hear often, which is a question, Lord, what have you done for me today? And I think that I could summarize my friend's question into that question. Lord, what have you done for me today? And in thinking about that question, at times I think, well, maybe I shouldn't ask the Lord that. Because if I ask him, Lord, what have you done for me today, there might be a lightning strike coming from heaven. Or maybe I shouldn't ask him that, because if I say, Lord, what have you done for me today, he might say, why are you so ungrateful? Or if I ask him, Lord, what have you done for me today, I might seem like I might be offending him. But deep down inside of me, I might still be asking the same question. And I urge you that if you have that question, one way or another, to ask him. Our Lord is big. Our Lord is a lot greater than what we think. He could handle our questions. And I would actually think that he probably wants us to ask him because we're being more sincere. After all, he knows exactly what we think. But I feel that when we ask the question, what have you done for me today, Lord? We're not questioning what he did for us in the past. We're not questioning that he was there. I think that is more of a cry for help. It's saying, Lord, something is going on in my life and I need you. Something is going on that I don't know how to address. I'm recognizing in one way that he was present in the past, and that's why I'm going to him. I'm recognizing that I need him and I need him to be active in my life. And that sense of desperation, of being in need, of being burdened, of being tired, is what prompts me to ask, Lord, what have you done for me today? If we look at the news, if we hear the news, there's plenty of reasons for us to feel burdened, in need, and tired. Just to mention a few of the headlines that I just read recently. So from Global News, a missile attack in Ukraine kills 5 people. There's a gas leak that kills 17 in South Africa. So let's bring it in a little closer. National News, student loans repayment are about to start this fall. 5 dead in Philadelphia after a shooting around the 4th of July. So let's bring it in a little closer. Local news, 8 traffic fatalities, 4 drownings in Missouri over the 4th of July weekend. 24% of Missouri is under extreme drought conditions. But then let's bring it in a little closer. How about my household? How about my family? So I might be encountering financial hardship. Inflation might be hitting my pocketbook. I might have someone in my household who is abused. I might have someone in my household or friends that are under addictions. I might have marital problems. I might be separated from my loved ones, friends, or family. I might be worried about my children leaving their faith. I might be worried about the church being divided and divisive. So all this creates a burden in my life today. All this is the current state that I live in. There's a lot of work to be done, and I might not have the energy to do it. So I ask, Lord, what have you done for me today? Now, if we look at the gospel today, the Lord tells us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And one of the things that intrigues me about that is that the Lord is telling us for us to take his yoke. And I don't know about you, but a yoke doesn't seem to be something really appealing to me. Because a yoke is something that is used for working, for laboring, for plowing. If you think about yokes, usually you have oxen or horses that are yoked together for the purpose of working. And usually if you're selecting animals to be yoked, you select animals that are similar in strength, in stature, in size. Because if you have one that is stronger than the other or bigger than the other, then that one's going to carry all of the burden, all of the work. So when the Lord tells us, take up my yoke, because it will be easy and the burden will be light, the only way that that happens is because we're not of the same stature, strength, size of our Lord. So if we take up his yoke, he will be the one doing all the work. He will be the one doing all of the carrying of all of our burdens. So we would only have to go for the ride. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. But as long as we are in this world, we're going to encounter challenges, obstacles, difficulties, and negative news. But what our Lord did for us over 2,000 years ago is just as relevant for us today. Because our Lord is the God, the great I Am, the God of the present, not the God of the past or the God of the future. He is the God of us today. So when he's asking you to take up his yoke, he's asking you to take it today, to unite yourself to him, to trust him, to learn from him, to let him show you the way. So my friend left the church over 20 years ago because it didn't seem relevant to him. So if you find yourself in a similar situation where you do not know if you are in the right path, you don't know if the faith is even relevant to you, or you don't know if it even matters, if the burdens of this world seem too heavy, if you need some rest, take our Lord for his word, accept his yoke, and ask him to guide you, to teach you, to lead you. As we continue to pray, let us pray not only for ourselves and for our needs, but for the needs of all those around us who are also burdened, tired, given up, and might not know where to go to get help. Pray that each one of us accepts our Lord's yoke and learns to be meek and humble of heart.